Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this last year, some of the highlights of 2023.
Let's talk about them. The Oklahoma Beef Council was a proud supporter of the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 at Daytona, where we helped fund beef television commercials for the race with a viewership of 1.69 million NASCAR fans. We had a partnership with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, where we created a video series for consumers showcasing the sustainability of wheat and stalker cattle. We also developed 22 recipe videos that reach consumers a million times on social media. And e-commerce promotions, as a result of our investments, were able to drive $2.62 million in trackable beef sales in Oklahoma. We also helped fund beef demos in 835 retail outlets in Japan, which is a part of driving more than 7 million pounds of U.S. beef sales in Japan. All in all, we have a lot to be proud of in 2023, and we look forward to executing beef demand building programs in 2024.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more by going to DrivingDemandForBeef.com.
Well, fueled by record performances in Mexico, Central America, and Colombia, November exports of U.S. pork reached the highest value since mid-2021. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. U.S. beef exports actually slowed down a little bit in November, recording the third lowest value of 2023. November lamb exports also trended lower. Beef exports totaled 99,029 metric tons in November, down around 14% from a year ago and the second lowest of the year, while value fell 7% to $786.2 million. For the first 11 months of the year, beef exports were 13% below the record pace of 2022 at 1.18 million metric tons, while value declined 17% to $9.11 billion. There are certainly bright spots for U.S. beef, with exports rebounding in Mexico and demand in several Western Hemisphere markets, the strongest we've seen in years, Dan Hallstrom, USMEF President and CEO, commented. But economic conditions in our largest Asian markets and the sharp rebound in Australian production and exports have been persistent obstacles over the past year, making it a sharp contrast with the tremendous 2022 performance for U.S. beef exports. Despite these challenges, says Hallstrom, we still will see sustained beef demand for chilled U.S. beef, and the U.S. remains the dominant supplier of chilled beef entering Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. Well, after 11 days of showing some of the best purebreds and composites in North America, over 60 champions were led in the Jim Norick Arena on Wednesday afternoon to compete for the Supreme Champion Honors at the 4th Cattlemen's Congress. They were judged the best of their breed since December the 31st. Each judge and his assistant examined the field and picked their five best in the three divisions to conclude the European Heritage portion of what's already considered to be one of the premier beef cattle shows in North America. The champions that were exhibited represented 22 states along with Canada. The judges selected the last bull named champion of his breed in the show to this point. TJSC Coping with Destiny 9K, the Simmental champion that's owned by a group that includes Jones Show Cattle, Elmore Cattle Services, Diamond J Simmentals, XBT Cattle Company, and Minert Show Cattle. Reserve Supreme Bull was the Limousine Bull champion, showed by Thomas & Son Farms in Maryland. Third place, Angus Bull champion, showed by Houston Ferry of Silicon, Indiana. Fourth bull in the Supreme Drive was the Percentage Simmental champ, owned by Red River Farms, Circle M Farms, and Rocking P Livestock. Final portion of Cattlemen's Congress will continue through Thursday with the American breed showing with the Supreme Champion selection of those breeds coming up a little bit later this afternoon. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Amber from Owosso, Oklahoma. I'm a working mom, and I know what it feels like to be busy. But when you make the time to get active, it truly improves every part of your life. Being active is about so much more than fitness. It's about investing in yourself and your mental health. When I'm active, I have more energy and a better outlook on life that allows me to be more present for my children.
Find ways to fit healthy living into your life at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.